On a sizzling hot Friday afternoon, I stopped in to the Frog Hollow Vermont Craft Gallery on the Church Street Marketplace. I wanted to witness a piece of art that took 9 hours to create and see the artist erase the entire thing.
My name is Tara Goro. Right now, I am sponging off a chalk drawing / painting that I made last week at Frog Hollow.
She has just a regular kitchen floor mop along with a pail of cold water, and she gets to work.
I'm clearing it up so I can start a new one today.
She's a mural artist in Vermont and has iconic murals all over the state. And she's one of the two artists that are part of an interactive mural project that's going on all month long at Frog Hollow.
Well, we have these community interactive chalkboards that people can draw on in chalk as they come in the door, and they can write down answers to questions like, what are your visions for children, or how can we help our senior citizens, community-centric ideas, and people are giving their thoughts and also just random ideas to contribute to the mural, and I take those and then I'll use that to create a composition.
On Wednesday and Friday evenings throughout the month of July, Goro and fellow Vermont artist Jess Polanchik take to the chalkboards and create interactive murals.
I design it on the fly. I can just kind of freestyle a little bit with input, which really helps get the juices flowing. Originally, I started making art in parking garages with oil pastels, so it's really similar to chalk, and also it's not lasting. I usually try and make my work very permanent, so it'll last at least 10 years, and you know, all sorts of measures to prevent vandalism and whatnot. And this one is designed to be destroyed after a week.
But there is a point to all that impermanence. I'm back in the studio now, and I'm joined with Rob Hunter. He is the director of Frog Hollow, and he's here to explain more about this interactive mural project and the spirit behind it. Rob, it's nice to have you back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm going to ask you in a second about the impetus for this project, but first bring us up to speed on what exactly Frog Hollow is.
Well, a lot of people recognize Frog Hollow as this great gallery on Church Street Marketplace in Burlington, Vermont. We're a lot more than that. We represent 150 different artists from across the state of Vermont in the gallery, but we also are a nonprofit organization. We have a mission of educating the public on craft and craft process.
Take us into that moment where you came up with the idea for this interactive mural.
It was really over coffee, as most things start, right? So we worked with the Waterwheel Foundation. The band Fish began Waterwheel, I believe, as an organization to manage their charitable contributions. And they actually are very community-focused. We went and had coffee and just started brainstorming things like, what could we do that would kind of meet both of our missions? And we came up with this concept of calling out to the community in regards to getting their feedback on what community means to them, and then taking those ideas and giving them to artists to then create with. And we incorporated the blackboard idea, and that's kind of where this all came from. We have multiple chalkboards for the public to write their ideas on in the front of the gallery. They are covered with thoughts and statements and quotes and all kinds of things. And so the community really kind of took our kind of nudges in the direction of maybe where they could be having these ideas. I think the first time that Jess Polanchik was there, she took individual quotes and she responded to those individual quotes. And then Tara took all the quotes in at once and then responded to them all in mass. And so then it's watching them both taking turns over a 3-week period, each doing different murals. It's just neat to see how they played off the comments, but also played off each other and how they each approached the subject matter. Their styles are dramatically different. Mm-hmm. You definitely see that in the chalk creations that they're making. But then you see, you know, how they're utilizing these common messages, and it's really just a joy to watch.
Mm. Yeah. So we heard from Tara Goro, and she and Jess Polanchik all this month are at Frog Hollow Gallery, and they're drawing these enormous wall-sized murals out of chalk. It doesn't last, as Tara said. You can just wipe it off. What's the thought behind using chalk to record the community's thoughts?
I think the chalk speaks to us in a bunch of different ways. You know, it's very accessible. And I don't know, I think in our subconscious, it's okay to make a mistake with chalk because then you can take it right back off and it doesn't, you know, it's not, there's not a non-permanency to it, which also speaks to what community is. I mean, there is, you know, if we don't treat it right and we don't nurture it, there's a non-permanency to it. So I think that these murals going up and the big wall changing every week. I mean, I take a floor mop and we literally erase the entire big wall once a week. When we were doing it, actually the first time we did it, someone got mad. Someone was in the gallery and they're like, I can't believe you're doing that. I'm like, don't worry, a new one's going up in a couple of minutes. And she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's seeing the work that goes into it and then just saying, wow, you're taking that down. And it's like, you know, everything has an expiration date. Mm. Everything is going to go away at some point. Mm. And maybe that's a good reminder for people.
How did it feel for you to have to be the one erasing?
It was liberating, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was just because that reminder that it's great to be able to say, we're going to put something new up. And always looking forward, I think, is another really positive message about this.
Thank you so much for coming in and telling us more about this project.
Thank you very much.
So it's never really gone. The best is yet to come.
You can see that interactive mural project at Frog Hollow Gallery on the Church Street Marketplace through the end of the month and find out all the details at bpr.net.